Premier Andrew Fury, as we've just been talking, we've heard NDP leader Alison Coffin, PC leader Chess Crosby begin to roll out their platforms and some of their priorities yesterday. Well, Premier Andrew Fury made a stop on the province's West Coast as he unveiled part of his election policy platform. Using the new long-term care and hospital facility in Cornerbrook as his backdrop, he outlined his long-term care policy and addressed questions from local media. Here is some of what Premier Fury had to say.
Today, we're happy to announce our long-term care piece of our platform and that we're committed to working with the federal government. It was very exciting to hear that they committed $1 billion to long-term care across the country. And I've already been in discussions with Minister LeBlanc about how we can kind of avail of that. And we're happy to work with our federal partners to ensure that Newfoundland and Labrador even could be a pilot with respect to long-term care for the future of the country.
Premier, when you're standing in front of this building, you had to expect questions about the PET scanner. Can you outline in your own words, what is your commitment to the people of Western Newfoundland regarding a PET scanner for this building?
100%. We're fully committed to the healthcare of the people of the West Coast of the province. It's an important region and we're here to support them. So that with that said, we're building on the previous commitment. We've assigned a space in the hospital. There is a space in that hospital for a PET scanner. We've taken it a step further now and we've given the money for the PET scanner to the foundation. Can't be used for anything else. It can only be used for the PET scanner. That's a step that goes above and beyond the previous commitment. And frankly, that's an apolitical commitment. Doesn't matter if I'm the premier or someone else is, that money will be there for the PET scanner. And today we met with the advocate group and we assured them that Dr. Mercer and others, radiologists, oncologists, will do some due diligence now. And once they're ready to, hopefully very, very soon, to make a decision about what PET scanner they want, then we'll work with the board to use that money to put a down payment on a scanner so that when it's available in the future, we're not in a line with other institutions. So that's a full commitment. It's one that's guaranteed for this beautiful region and for this important facility.
I want to ask you about your tweet from Saturday when you talked about addressing misinformation. What did you mean by misinformation exactly?
Well, I mean, we've seen political campaigns and how some less than truthful tweets in particular and Facebook posts have been out and how that can unduly influence campaigns. And of course, so as social media has evolved, it's changed how campaigns are run, and just have to look to our neighbors to the south to see some of that. And we just want to make sure that this is a campaign on ideas and about growing the future of the province and not one that's based on mistruths.